previously on Dreamer Things.
The candy shop at Hogsmeade wouldn't let us in, and the exploding doorknob wasn't very tasty for Ace. These big-ass, terrifying spiders gave us trouble, and then Alex went really crazy cursing at us for no reason. Still not really sure why. I made a hole in the wall, and then I guess we went inside the, whatever the Harry Potter castle is called. Honestly, I fell asleep halfway through the movie, so I'm not really sure. Anyway, there was crossbow and meat cleaver, and we killed some guy. I think he was a bad guy. Whatever his name was. Then we confused the three-headed dog. Alex cursed again at some giant chess piece. And then the kimono dude sang or chanted or something to get us through a locked door. Last was some room with potions and fire and gushing water. Again, I didn't really pay enough attention. Anyway, now we're back out on the red path. And we still didn't get any candy.
Them all slowly. We'll savor every cup. They'll lead us to the acolyte.
You guys decided to rest on the red path, coming out of the Harry Potter realm and on going towards the next. As soon as you entered the red path, there was a she dressed in purple laying face down.
Apparently, hey, I wondered where she went.
She fell through a hole and that's where she is.
She missed all the fun.
Still has a dislocated shoulder.
Every so often.
I'll move directly over to her character to the sheet, whatever she is.
She's a she.
She's a she.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that. And I'm gonna take a look at her arm to see if I can put it back into socket.
Okay. It looks like a simple force back into socket type thing. Not the most pleasant thing, but you can do it.
It'll hurt her more than it hurts you.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, you can roll a strength plus medicine difficulty of 6 if you want to roll for it.
Well, I don't want to try to force it. I want to try to like work it back. Kid, not like can't do it, so
yeah. Kind of got to go for it.
Oh, we just stick with what works.
Yeah, all right. John, I'm gonna pull out a piece of wood and have her bite down on it because I said this is gonna hurt you more than
there's,
hurt
me. There's no wood on the rod.
No,
and pretty much unconscious, so.
Oh, well then guess what? We're popping it back in then.
Okay. was Ray's offering to give a piece of wood to clamp down on? Oh. Oh, they're muted now. Oh, okay. That might be what it was.
One success. I hope that's all I needed.
Okay. She wakes up. Sparkles wakes up, laying face down on the red path.
She wakes up just as you're popping it in.
Her shoulder feels a little bit. There's a little bit of relief in her shoulder, and it, it acute pain followed by general relief.
So no health modifiers then.
Yeah, that's that healed her modifiers.
Thank you.
and she's no longer effectively lame on the left side.
I would like to note that Eric's avatar there is a canine-ish creature carrying a red thingy in his hand.
It's a kitchen head.
That's a nine tails. That's not a kitsune.
Right. That is a kitsune.
Okay.
And it has a red thingy in its hand.
And nine tails.
Don't get stuck on the red thingy.
Try not to.
Red rocket.
At least it's not a lipstick.
Ooh.
Okay. So you are all in a group?
And yes, we are. And apparently this game has already gone to shit with us.
Yeah. Yeah. You follow the red path and come out at the end of an alleyway. It's nighttime. The streets are black with darkened with rain. Making it easier for the neon lights above to reflect on the streets below. Lots of red things written in Japanese. Somehow it's like your eyes take a second to adjust, and anybody who can't read Japanese can suddenly read the signs.
Cool.
Ooh. Auto subtitles.
Are you subtitling me? Why are you subtitling me?
Oh.
You didn't subtitle him.
Pick again. Hey. All right, back to game.
Okay.
And there's a dog somewhere.
Apparently.
Oh. Yes, Japan, not Korea.
Oh, we're... This don't look like home.
So do we see any evidence of the red path anywhere nearby other than where we just came from?
No.
Poop.
Well, I'm just going to look at the Japanese guy.
There's actually two of them.
Well, I'll look at both of them.
They tend to be close together.
I mean, doesn't one of them look like a fox at most times?
Oh, yeah.
Then we wouldn't necessarily know he's Japanese guy.
Yeah, he has never gone full human, yeah.
The other guy's wearing a damn kimono.
That's pretty close to being full Japanese. Yeah. Excuse me.
I'm gonna share it in.
What do these Japanese signs say?
Most of them say karaoke. It's
I'm stuck in a Friday night.
it's normal. You know, it's rows and rows of snack bars.
Snack bars?
Candy?
No.
Food? Small small bars in Japan are called snacks. That's the name for the bar. It's a one-room apartment made into a bar.
Oh.
Just what they do. And there will be basically entire apartment buildings that are bars.
Okay, I'm going to want to explore.
So we're down with that.
Raise like snacks.
Nobody wants to, you know, go in the bar.
Well, even in Japan, you guys are all underage. But, you know, whatever.
I heard snacks. I don't know what those are, except snacks. Snacks are snacks. They're things I can eat.
You don't need to be of age to steal the candy.
Hey, John, I'm going to look around to find out an indication of where we might be, what city, town.
Okay.
Just so I have a better idea.
Okay, so you're leaving the alleyway?
Yes.
Okay. Leaving the alleyway and to the left, there's a large sign that says, "Welcome to Neo Roppongi," which would make you probably think you're in Tokyo or Neo Tokyo or something Tokyo-ish. Roppongi is in Tokyo.
I just turned everybody. We're in Neo Tokyo. This isn't looking very good.
What does that mean?
Tokyo? Is that like the Matrix?
Does any of this look familiar from a movie that I've watched, John?
Vaguely, but not specifically. It's the right motif, but nothing, no direct scenes.
This place looks vaguely familiar. I start looking for a place, any place that might say Red Path anywhere in the sign. any red arrows.
I think if there's a sign that said Red Path, we're not supposed to follow it.
Trip to the red light district.
Not that one.
I'm a cat bird.
I don't know what that means. We should go there.
Well, three blocks up, you can see something that's labeled as the Pathfinder Grill.
I know what grill means. Let's head that way.
Food.
People are hungry.
Well, we haven't eaten since we woke up in the woods. Yes, we're hungry.
Except for Ray.
There was candy, and you guys didn't go for it.
I had a well and a shitty doorknob.
The magically regrowing doorknob exploded and kept us from candy.
You could have kicked the fucking door in there, Biggin. Of course, it may have exploded and regrew too.
Yeah.
Hey, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Okay, as you're walking down the road, everyone roll perception plus alertness.
Oh, shit. We're nice.
Eight.
No, she didn't eat them. She just tried to eat them.
All right, eight. Are my dice good? Are they going to behave? Yes. Okay.
3 seconds.
Ooh.
What's our target?
Eight.
No.
Oh,
two.
Then.
Stupid one.
Four.
You say perception? Perception alertness?
Perception alertness, yes.
I'm remembering correctly that one cancel out successes, right?
What's difficulty?
Eight.
Yes, one's cancel out successes.
Yeah, then I just have two. And higher.
I have one.
Okay. Okay, anybody who has one or more successes as you're walking down the road, there's something off with the reflections on the buildings. It's almost like in a computer game when it's not rendering quite right. Yeah, it's the reflections are a bit glitchy.
Hey, I think there might be a glitch in the matrix.
I'm not sure what the geek is talking about, but she seems very excited about it.
Well, not excited so much, just...
I just figured it was indigestion from the doorknob.
Yeah, no, no. I don't think all of us got indigestion. If we did, that would be really weird.
Okay, maybe there was a little gas too, but don't judge me. I tried to get you candy.
Yes, well, you failed.
Now, see what happens next time. See what happens next time. Like, you know what? You're not getting candy.
But tell me and the doorknob eater aren't the only ones who see the buildings looking all weird.
No, I see it.
What are you guys talking about?
Isabella's lucky to see her own hand in front of her face.
Isabella was still thinking about that candy you failed to get us.
Oh. So as you're walking slowly down the road, noticing the glitches in the matrix, you hear a heavy hoof print or a heavy hoof fall back from the alleyway from which you came.
It's not like the small hoof falls that we hear constantly.
I look at Isabel first.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
The small hoof falls that you hear constantly.
Look, guys, I'm not that fat.
I'm going to turn around and look.
I guess I'll turn around and look as well, but I'm going to be behind Doorknob Eater.
I'm already certain it's that thing from the forest.
You guys have gone around the corner. You have to walk back to the alley to if you want to look down the alley.
That's I'm quite right over and peek around the corner. Alley.
I'm getting my butter knife ready.
Make sure Mark is in front of everybody else.
He's pulling out the butter knife. Watch out.
Pike's all like, hey, motherfucker, remember this shit?
The butter knife of destiny, yes. Okay. You hear another hoof fall.
He's very slow.
He is very slow. You guys turned around quickly.
And sneaky. He's trying to sneak. Crunch.
Snick.
Crunch. Crunch. Shh.
So, yeah, you hear something large and hoofed coming down the alleyway.
I'm going to start loading my crossbow.
Okay.
I say it's time we tuck inside a building.
So is it two-legged or four-legged?
Two.
What, did you think there was a wild cow in the alleyway coming after?
I don't know. Well, I am hungry.
You know, it is a wild cow. Around here, I'm not going to say it's not a wild cow.
Ugly one-horned mule is. Yeah, that was a legend reference for you.
Okay.
Yeah, where's the? I'm still going to look in the damn alleyway.
Yeah, I'm going
to. I'm committed, dude. I'm committed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you head back to the alleyway and look down the alleyway, and there's a large wolf goat thing coming at you.
Wolf. Oh, goddammit, I was right. Why am I right?
Apparently pretty slowly, though.
Yes, it is walking kind of slowly, yes. It's not a running zombie. It's a creeping zombie type.
Okay, then I'm going back. Hey, guys. Okay. I'm going to move a little faster than he is, though.
Is okay. It injured? Is that why it's slow? Is something wrong with it? And why it's walking slow?
Do you want to go try to diagnose it, or
I didn't look
to see if it's injured. I want to check to see if it's okay.
Okay. Perception plus medicine.
Wait. We're seeing if the thing that tried to kill us is okay.
Uh-huh.
We're not.
Why not?
Difficulty 9.
The big blue guy.
Doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
We're walking. Go.
Watch.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably hurt. Got a little bit of a limp.
Hey guys, the horny wolf is back.
I thoroughly hide behind Samu.
But you're the one that stabbed it last time.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Frodo, go fuck it up again.
Maybe a surprise attack again. But only when he's not looking.
Nice.
It's time we leave.
Yeah, we should leave.
Agreed.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we're leaving then.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be killed today.
Coward.
The game is not named Kill Bill, so I must leave.
Yeah. You're not guaranteed survival because we did not name it Kill Bill. Yes. Okay.
Bill's all like, fuck this shit.
as you're leaving, you hear what sounds like one of the buildings collapse back in the direction you came from.
Oh. Still not going back there.
Nope. Dude, I got this. I'm just going to scream, Gojira, and run like hell.
So Ray's has brought up the prospect of a giant lizard crushing the city and started running.
Yeah, still heading to the grill, though.
Nice.
I'm going to follow him.
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay, so are you ducking into the Pathfinder grill?
Yeah.
Okay. You as you go in, you notice that it's a fantasy role playing themed grill because they do themes of all kinds in Japan. There are fake weapons and armor all over the walls, and a karaoke machine and a bar, and a whole bunch of tables.
Where's the grill part?
Probably in the kitchen.
I think my first thing would go and use the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm going to sit at the bar and make myself look small.
She may actually have a point. Man. None of us took a piss yet. So. Right?
This is supposed to be a literary work, and nobody pisses in literary fiction. Okay.
Unless there's a plot device.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone's going into the closed off restrooms with no exits. Okay.
No, I'm going to food.
Take weapons out of the walls and see if any of them could actually be made serviceable.
Do what?
I said I'm going to check out the fake weapons on the wall and see if any of them can actually be made serviceable.
Okay. So everybody is going to sit down except Sparkles is going to the restroom and Yoshi is checking out the plastic weapons.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
And as you're sitting down, you notice that one of the buildings across the street starts to crumble a bit.
Maybe we don't want to be in a building.
Probably not a good idea.
Maybe it's good I use bathroom.
We should probably go outside.
Okay.
Probably a good idea.
You're all rushing back out, and there's a wolf goat thing coming at you, coming down the road, kind of slowly, just plodding along at you.
Sort of meandering about.
Of course, meandering, and the building across the street crashes to the ground, and behind it, is kind of a digitized mess. Random bits, digitized video signal moving slowly towards you.
Bits like as in body parts or just bits of like just binary bits. Code?
Binary bits, yeah, digital artifacts.
I say we continue to travel past this area, and I don't want to be digitized or undigitized. I'm sorry.
Still sounds like a good idea.
Damn it, I hate agreeing with Bill, but okay.
But he makes a fairly good point this time.
Well, maybe if we're lucky, the really slow hoof goat wolf thing will get digitized and we can keep on going.
Hey, hey, Pilot, go kick Wolfman in the nards.
Moving down the road, you hear the screech of tires ahead, revving of engines and screeching of tires.
That's what we need, a car. Motorcycles.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Woo. Let me drive.
with my no points in drive.
It doesn't mean you can't do it.
It just means you can't do it well.
Just drive in a straight line.
But I've done it in video games.
I have two in drive if I can reach the pedals.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Does anybody see a Yaris?
Are you walking towards the sounds of the cars, or?
Yeah, you know what? We might as well.
Okay.
Because we don't want to turn around.
Don't turn around. Uh-oh.
Plodding goat thing. As you're making your way in the direction, you hear the sound of small engines revving high, coming up behind you. Probably a group of them. Probably 10 or 12 or so.
When you say small engine, we're talking K car or moped?
I think we walked into Mario Kart.
Probably more of a moped type thing. Scooter.
Vespas!
I'm gonna get run down by Vespas.
What a bitch ass way to die. How'd you die? I got hit by a moped.
That happens to be a very real thing in Japan.
Try not to suck any dick on your way to hell. Thank you.
See a group of basically Honda scooters come out from a side street. The drivers are all masked, and they have sticks, various types, bats, hockey sticks, bow staffs. And they are heading towards you. There's 10 of them. Welcome to the reality of the Japanese scooter gang.
Okay, whose fault is this?
They're not cool enough, so they're just the hex angels.
If they're masked, do any of them look like clowns?
No, just black masks.
Okay. Bad version of Akira.
Is there anything close by to throw at them?
Your party mates.
Wow.
please no.
There are there's lots of vending machines. There's actually still freaking payphones.
Does it look like they're coming for us, or just...
As of right now, they're just coming down the road.
All right.
In your direction.
Step off the road onto the sidewalk.
Yep.
Let's just be inconspicuous.
But just in case, I'm going to punch into one of those hot side drink machines.
Okay.
What do you think, carry around coffee?
I'm going to throw hot cans of coffee at them if they fuck with me. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so Ray's goes up to a Coke machine and finds the side that says Georgia Coffee and punches into the side of it and finds the hot coffee. Because we're discussing this out of game earlier, and so he knows that this exists. Okay.
You gonna share that shit or what?
There's a hole in the side of the machine. If you want a coffee, get a coffee yourself. Ain't a fucking maid.
I'm gonna grab some too.
So the scooter gang keeps going down the road past you. They're heading towards the Goat Wolf Man thing. And
get them, boys.
Appears to be their target.
I'm fine with this.
That guy said you all had tiny penises.
Okay. So are you,
what are you doing? What happened to the real engines revving and tire screeching? Was that them?
No, that's still happening.
Oh, okay. Let's go to those guys. They sound much cooler.
Okay.
We'll let them distract the wolf goat man.
And as you round the next corner, there's a small group of people gathered around the edge of the road, and appears to be a street race going on next to a seawall, which presumably the sea is on the other side of. Couple cars racing, drifting, as they do.
In Tokyo.
Or Neo Tokyo, depending on where you are.
I want to try that.
That's all that one Isabel becomes the Drift King.
Hey guys, hot American Sarissa, right here. You take it.
Still no sign of a red path.
No.
There's a red pathfinder over there, though.
Yeah, there was a pathfinder thing. I think Cook probably had the clue you needed.
I was hungry, and I told you, trust your gut, especially mine.
And then you all wanted to leave. Yeah.
Well, collapsing buildings isn't
a good reason. Hey man, don't be a Debbie Downer just because you were scared of the building. That was across the street. It wasn't our building. But I got coffee now, so.
Okay, you hear screams behind you as the scooter gang presumably has made it to
they fucked up.
The wolf goat gang.
Good job with your sticks and your scooters.
Yeah, At least they brought the toothpicks with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Now it's a giant goat wolf thing with a hockey stick. That's much better.
I might eat my coffee.
Okay.
Can and all, just
Dre's tossing a can of coffee in his mouth.
Okay.
It's squishy in the middle.
Hi, obviously. Cat.
We are not safe.
And all the experienced ones go to that guy.
Yeah.
Can we do the looking around thing again for the any clues to the path?
Sure. Perception plus investigation.
I got three dice to roll. Let's see how that goes.
Four.
Roll dice. There we go.
One.
How many? What's the difficulty?
Seven.
Oh, two successes, baby.
So
two.
Do I? Yeah, you botched.
I botched.
Yay!
Hey guys, it's this way.
Trust me.
It's one of those where you just grab her by the horn. No, this way. You this way.
And it's going back towards the goat thing.
That is not the red thing you're looking for.
Could be worse.
Jess?
Yeah?
Roll your soap. Roll your stamina.
That's not a good thing to ask me.
Uh-huh. Nope.
This is really bad. What's the difficulty? What am I?
Difficulty 7. Ones don't do anything.
Okay, good, because I got 3 ones.
Okay.
Wow. You really
I got an 8.
Okay, so a speeding car comes around the corner as you wander out into the street looking around. And the tail, it drifts right as it's coming up to you, and the tail end of it catches you right in the side, and you take 2 levels of bashing damage.
Oh, damn it.
Ouch.
And it knocks you over. So, yeah, you just got hit by a car. Way to go.
Are you okay? Because you're just going to throw a wall.
Could have been worse. You could have ran into a parked car.
taking more damage that way. Those things are sharp. The rest of you notice that there's something just a little bit off of the seawall. Not quite
sure. Red? What. Is it red?
It's not red. There would have been no role involved with, hey, it's a big red seawall.
Thanks for checking on me, you guys. I'm good. I'm okay. I only got hit by a car.
They were looking for something else. They didn't even notice.
Well, if you have the energy to complain, you're fine.
Wait a minute. I'll get all the veterans in there. Just drink some water. You'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Motrin. Don't forget Motrin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's drink Motrin, water and take Motrin.
Yeah. Go find you a family mart and get you some Motrin.
Here's your 30 Motrin in a bag, and here's some water. Have some fun.
And by fun, we mean intestinal pain. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stay with her and try to heal her since she just got hit by a car.
Okay.
And I'm going to chuck one of my... I took a coffee out of that machine. I'm going to chuck it at Ray's head.
Okay.
What the shit?
Okay, so...
You have to be a dick.
Strength plus athletics with a -1 modifier to chuck a can that raises his head.
And it hits her.
Surely you've gotten all of the ones out of your dice, right? Yeah.
Nope.
Yes. Yes, I did. What is it?
How many dice do I need to roll to try to heal her? So she can throw things at him?
It. Hold on. Wait until she's done throwing it. Okay. The difficulty is 7, but you have 1 less die than whatever your number of dice was because
2
damage modifier. Okay. Raise a can hit you inside the head.
I'm just going to try and not dodge it, but I'm going to catch it.
And eat it?
With my mouth.
Okay, where'd Jess go? Okay, Isabel, Sparkles is coming up to you. Looks concerned that she just got hit by a car.
Her like a bitch. The damn car.
Okay. I mean, there's not any real physical or external wounds. It's mostly bruising, and there's not really much to do for first aid. Unless there's some sort of healing power that you have.
He does.
Okay. So what is she doing?
She's got Heather Balm.
Okay.
Which can be used for healing, but I don't know the system here.
Okay. What is the
that's gonna be rough.
What's the art?
The art is primal.
Okay, and does she have she has one dot in Fae at least?
She's got three.
Okay. Let me find primal.
Five in primal. Heather Balm is level 4.
179. Page 179.
Yeah, so she'll roll stamina plus Fae.
John, you got energy.
Yeah, I do. I better take that. Okay. Yeah. Stamina plus Fae. And what's her bunk?
Your bunk. You have to have like some kind of little dancers.
Something
you rhyme do to... or something you do to connect with the magic.
I dance.
Okay.
Okay, so she's...
Dancing.
She came over and said she was going to heal you, and now she's dancing around you.
Are you mocking me?
So, difficulty of 7. Stamina plus Fae. Difficulty 7.
Two successes.
Okay. Jess, you healed 2 health levels.
Yay!
You feel better, but yeah, she's still dancing around you, mocking you. Probably healed that all on your own.
I know, right? Somebody else wanted to help. She's celebrating that I got her. What's shit?
Hey, John.
Hey.
What's my difficulty catching that can in my mouth and eating it?
I mean, you just have to pick it up off the ground and eat it.
I'll give him a chance to botch and choke on it.
No, I was going to catch it.
Watch you're going to try to catch it in the air?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's go with perception plus athletics. Nice. Because you weren't actually really looking there.
What's my difficulty?
7.
1 success.
Okay. It's not graceful, but you managed to catch it in your mouth.
Not graceful? Have you fucking seen me? No, I mean, like, doorknob.
It almost fell out. It's yeah. You barely caught the edge of it.
Nice.
So was that second noise, was that what hit her, or is that noise still going on for the, like, cars, like the engine?
There's a race going on in the streets. So they're going around.
Well, so, since I'm not too stuff. Happy, I'm not too happy she got hit, so I'm going to go check it out.
Well, I'm checking out the seawall.
Me too. Okay. While I'm munching on my can of coffee. I'm going to be wired soon. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, move forward now that I know she's okay.
Okay.
On to something new and see what's going on. See what else I can find.
There's an active race going on in the roadway. That's how she got hit.
Don't
might not want to be
walk
in the road.
The street.
Yeah. Ray's and Marcus both walk up to the seawall, and as soon as they touch the seawall to try to investigate, they digitize and disappear.
What? Oh, fuck.
Yay!
Who disappeared?
Your tank.
Put your tank on your GPS. That's what's gone.
I hate to say this, but this reminds me of the vampire game. Put your hand in the box and get blood drawn from your body. Another one bites the dust.
But everybody lived, so it's okay.
Barely.
That's why you kept the salubri around, really.
Okay. So Marcus and Ray's are no longer there.
I'm going to follow because.
You're going to follow? You're just going to go grab the wall?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Alex is gone now too.
I'm looking around wondering where the fuck everyone went.
So we've got three people gone?
Got three people gone.
And they all got digitized?
Uh-huh.
By the wall.
So we need to stay away from the wall. Or take our chances of joining them, I guess. So what should we do?
Right now, we don't have big wolf horn goat thing following us right now. So
now that you mention it, he did just happen to pop out of the end of that street that you came down. And he is moving in your direction.
Wow, way to go.
I was about to say it anyway. I swear.
Uh-huh.
I swear if we don't.
It might look like we're running through the... Yeah. Let's disappear with everyone else.
Sort of like platform 9 3/4.
Possibly.
Or we're all just dead.
Or you're all dead. Yeah.
In that case, it's nothing like platform 9 3/4. And you should probably not listen to a guy that eats cans of coffee.
Like ever.
And well, rocks. And doorknobs.
So, where'd everybody go?
I don't know.
The cars are coming around for another time, for another lap.
So we're either going to get hit and killed here, or we're going to end up dying going through the wall, joining everybody else. So I'm just going to try to go through the wall.
What? So you're going through a wall?
The seawall.
Okay, so Sparkles runs up to the wall, touches it, and digitizes and disappears. In a blaze of purple.
Pike is going for the wall as well.
Okay.
Monkey see, monkey do. Let's all do it then.
Okay.
What?
So now we're just waiting on Yoshi and Isabel.
Hell, everybody else is doing it. Why not? What am I going to do? Stay here and take on the abomination by myself? I don't think so.
It's such a nice bridge. I'd like to jump off. Yes.
Well, peer pressure. Whatever, I guess.
I would never die by myself.
Your pressure's a bitch, huh?
Well, if all your friends ran into a wall, what would you? Yes.
Yes. Yes, we all would. Yes.
I'm looking both ways before crossing the street.
She can be taught.
Um,
Okay, you guys are all standing in a white emptiness.
Holy shit, we're dead.
Look for a black guy in a trench coat.
If you can say, holy shit, we're dead, you're not dead.
No, you're gonna blaze.
I mean, you might be mostly dead.
As Pike looks for a black guy in a trench coat, a chair suddenly appears in front of you guys, facing the other direction.
Matrix.
The chair turns around, and it appears to be an older human form of the wizard.
Oh, sorry, kindly old wizard.
Yes.
Did he bring presents?
The wizard from the forest?
Yes. Okay. Wearing, the sunglasses with no rims going back. He's in full on Morpheus costume. Yeah.
Snake. Hello, kindly old wizard.
He turns around to face the group. You are all in very, very terrible danger. And I am not who you think I am.
Who are you?
He is speaking in a normal tone, not whispered at all.
Well, you are not the kindly old wizard.
I kind of am. But that's not really me. All of this that you've been going through is programming you. It's a government setup to try to make you into what they want you to be. And a couple of you have already started to buy into their path. They have been forthcoming with you on one thing. This realm is dying, and it is all collapsing because it is cut off from the Autumn Realm. However, they are pushing you and trying to turn you into weapons for the government against their enemies. You can believe me or not, this is completely up to you guys. I am not going to force anything upon you. I know it's hard to believe me because I created this realm. But I have learned my lessons and I have moved on, and I am here to try to get you out. As he's contemplating, two doors open up behind him. There's a red door and a blue door.
Of course.
Motherfucker.
You can either continue down the path that you are going down and risk losing yourselves to what the government wants you to be, or we can take you out of this and you can be free. They will not take kindly to your leaving, and they will likely hunt you down for the rest of your lives. But people are meant to be free. Changelings are meant to be free. And I know you don't remember well, but if you think back far enough, you have families and people that care about you that don't know where you are and are still looking for you. And if you go out now, there's a chance that you might be able to find them. So if you pass through the blue door, that will lead you back on the regular path. If you pass through the red door, that will take you to the exit from this realm.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
You don't. And I know that.
Can I use my my remembrance in any way to try and figure out what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, I'd like to try that too, if possible.
Okay.
Wait. Remembrance, I think I have that. I do have that.
I need to remember what I rolled with that.
It's just a background, right?
Yeah.
You guys just kind of have a vague remembrance of what actual Fae courts and changeling life would be. Basically, there's no role involved with it. It's just in the back of your head. It's not a conscious remembering, but you just kind of know, you have a feeling that everything is wrong.
Okay.
And you almost feel like you've been waiting to hear it. So that's anybody who has remembrance as a background.
So what happens if we go to the blue door?
The blue door will take you back. I don't remember which way was which in the movie, but blue
right. will take you back
to, the blue door will take you back to where you were.
No, you just said it backwards from what you said. You said it the right way.
Yeah, and the red door will take you to the exit of the realm.
What does exiting realm mean?
Exit this realm and into the next realm, right?
It is basically, it'll take you to the portion of this reality that is closest to the autumn realm, and you'll just have to find the exit there and exit out into the autumn realm.
So blue means puppet, red means freedom.
Yes.
What?
Red sounds good to me.
I thought it was the other way around.
Wait a second. I thought it was the other way around. No. I thought the red was the puppet.
Yeah, blue will take you back to where you were. Red will take you to the exit place.
So we take the red pill.
See how far the rabbit hole goes.
What? Jesus Christ! Oh God! Oh, my screen!
Freckles saw Ike climbing over my shoulder and decided to.
She found the mold dice and she's trying to eat.
Freckles weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're all going through the red door?
Okay, I refuse to work for the government.
Okay, so you're going through the red door?
Okay, there
so
we
I'm
go.
I'm going to go find my family.
Well, I'm not helping anybody who put me in this place, so.
Right.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. So you all go red through the red door.
Red door, red path. Sounds like decisions were made.
And basically, you come out in a shadowy realm where ash is floating around. If you have seen a show called Stranger Things, it kind of looks like the Upside Down.
Oh, great. Well, this is a shitty place.
This is no place for a bargain.
But this would be the place closest to the Autumn Realm. So you come out and you can kind of see the definition of the world around, and it appears to be just a gray, dark tunnel system with ash flowing through it. And as the red door closes behind you, you hear a voice says, "You have chosen wisely."
Yeah, I've seen that movie. Where's the old knight?
I want my cup.
Damn it.
I'm sure we'll find Mike up somewhere around here.
I was supposed to drink something.
I expected something more exciting.
Okay, as there's a faint red glow coming from the end of the tunnel ahead.
Ooh.
Let's follow that.
Might as well.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's just a freight train heading your way. Thank you, Metallica.
Okay, as you near the end of the tunnel, you see a red glow. Looks like an eye of Horus along a wall. As you draw close to it, the kindly old wizard steps out from in front of you. Where do you think you're going?
Wait, is this kindly old wizard from the white room or kindly old wizard from the cave?
This is the game. Yeah, this is the Slua whispery one.
Well, I think we're leaving.
I don't think you are.
Yeah, I think you should fuck off.
He reaches behind his back and pulls out two blades, two katanas. I think if you're going to leave, you have to go through me.
Joy.
Those aren't presents this time, are they?
Everybody roll wits plus alertness. Sorry, add one die and add it to your wits plus alertness.
Roll one die?
Roll one die, add it to your wits plus alertness.
Oh. Plus one. Bullshit. I got five.
Freckles.
13.
What's the difficulty?
I got 7. What'd you roll?
Add it to your wits plus alertness. One die added to your wits plus alertness.
Oh.
Right?
15.
Oh, just roll one die and then
So you got 13.
9.
Sparkle's got 13. Keep up with the cheers.
No, 13. What did you get?
Shit, I forgot. 12.
And then Yoshi.
Okay.
Seven. I get to go last.
Yay!
Yeah.
Get killed.
Okay, so looks like Ayumu, you're going first.
All right. Probably gonna freak a whole bunch of these people out, but I'm going to draw my sword and shift to Wani form.
Okay. He's putting on he's putting on his Tanuki suit. He just went full Super Mario 3 on us. Yeah. So he's shifted into half man, half tanuki, half badger. Mushroom.
Fuck him up, Mario.
Okay. Does that take a turn, or can you do something else?
I'm actually holding my attack, waiting for his move to see what he's going to do so I can declare the...
Okay. Bilbo? Mike?
I'm going to make myself look small and hide behind Samu.
You mean? What do you mean by Samu? Because John Roop is not here.
Oh, I thought. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot people's names.
Marcus. Is
that... Yes. Okay. Yes. Marcus.
I am a good wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why?
Here.
What are you doing, Jess? Okay. Okay. So
Sparkles. That's what I was trying to do.
Sparkles, what do you do? Sparkles?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out what I can and can't do.
Okay.
Can I control the weather?
I don't know.
It says I have powers to do nature, so...
I don't know.
With
or objects.
Level 2 primal, she could cause it to rain.
Okay.
I just figure with like, you know.
So I said.
Maybe find some kind of diversion so that it helps from.
So you want to put it over
danger.
The wizard then.
Yeah.
Okay, so stamina plus what? Nature?
Yeah.
Okay.
7. Difficulty?
What's she doing?
What's she doing?
Bunk.
Your bunk. Are you chanting? Are you dancing? Are you singing?
Are you doing an arm motion?
I'm gonna do an arm. I'm gonna do arm motions.
Okay. Difficulty 8.
Two successes.
Okay. It starts raining on. The kindly old wizard.
I don't think we need the kindly epithet anymore.
No, it adds to the irony.
The shitty old wizard now.
Probably should have made it snow. But...
the kindly old wizard.
Pardon me, sir. The kindly old wizard.
He looks up at the rain. He goes, "Oh, I'm melting. I'm melting." No.
I just figure where there's rain, there's lightning, and then he has two swords in his hands.
No, you said rain. You just said no lightning.
Oh, baby, there's fixing to be.
And he does a little jig, and suddenly there's 3 of him.
Oh, so I just made him multiply.
Yeah.
He's
a mogwai.
You order the slua and they multiply. Yeah. Raise.
Am I next?
Yes.
Sweet. I'm gonna pop him.
With a cap?
With my meat cleaver, baby.
Okay.
The treasure.
Which one? There's 3 of him now.
The first one.
Okay. So the middle one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need my, yeah, thanks. That'd be great. So I see melee and strength.
It's No, it's Dex plus my way
to hit. Yeah.
Gonna be okay over there, Jess.
She's sitting on my chest. I go small, not small.
Versus the what, John?
Difficulty of seven.
All right, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes, one of those is a 10.
Okay. So you got 4 successes added to your strength plus whatever your treasure does. Your thunder cleaver.
Could you pull up my treasures, please? It's there. It does.
No, that's your special ability. That's all you got here.
Hold on, I'm trying to remember what
the system was. Did you do this the last day of game where you were like, I forgot what it was?
No, it was in there somewhere.
It's not there.
You remember what ability it was?
Pull up the webpage. Fixing to find out.
Okay.
So Sparkle's put a cloud over the original wizard, correct?
Yeah. It's raining.
So then that cloud would be over.
Last one.
I need to shout.
I can't hear.
What, Bill?
I said that cloud would be over the original wizard.
Not quite localized that much. There's a cloud filling the width of the tunnel.
Oh, damn.
Okay, John?
Yes.
I thought it was just a...
The lightning bolt does 5 additional damage to the target, plus 1 extra die for every success on the roll.
Okay.
So, I'm fixing a roll.
Okay.
Damage is versus a 6, yeah?
Yep.
So that's 1, 2, 3. What, did 10s count twice? What was the 10 thing?
They're just normal damage.
Bring your success. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. So he takes 4 levels of aggravated damage. And on to Alex.
All right, I am going to get all touchy-feely with Marcus so I can toughen him.
Okay.
It's still just easier to hide behind a tank. it's the infusion one. Allows you to knock out a toughening chimerical material, even a changeling fey making it more resistant to damage.
Okay, so you curse a little bit and duck behind Marcus.
Yes. Okay. I'm trying to remember what you roll for these. Is there a tribute plus
the realm?
Plus the realm, okay.
You have to go back to the website.
Where was my right there?
Okay. I guess not. Probably.
It's getting crowded back there behind Marcus.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that.
I'm gonna run out from in front of these people.
Yep.
3 successes. So additional health level for every 2. And it doesn't say whether it runs up or down.
Okay, so you just kind of duck behind there and you get extra health levels for doing that?
He does.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay. Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So it's one extra house level for every two successes, but I rolled three successes. I don't know if you round up or down.
Okay. So, okay, Marcus, you're feeling pretty buff. You've got two more health levels, two more bruised health levels.
Okie dokie.
And you're feeling kind of brawny at this point. And it's your turn.
I am going to use a cantrip, Metamorphosis 3, Go Ask Alice.
Okay.
Does
that turn you into a white rabbit?
No, it increases or decreases size.
Okay. You're in a tunnel.
Oh, how tall is the tunnel? That's a good point.
It's going to cause it to collapse on the rest of us.
12 feet tall.
12 feet. Okay, then no, not enough room. So instead, I will... Dang it. There's no indication which one might be the original.
I mean, it's probably the one in the middle.
Well, then I guess I'm going after the one in the middle because all these people are behind me are not going to be behind me anymore.
I'm not behind you.
So you're rushing ahead?
Yeah, I'm going after the one in the middle.
Okay. Just a straight up melee?
Well, yeah, with the battle axe.
Battle axe, okay. Dex plus melee.
Dex, 1, 2. Oh, that's a lot of tens, but that's also a lot of ones. so that it are tens or twos, right?
Ten
two successes?
Two. Yeah.
Okay. So then that is four successes.
Okay. Four successes and add four to your strength plus any modifiers for the battle axe.
Four. And one for the battle axe.
Okay. And that's
four damage.
One, two, three, one,
two,
five,
zero,
six,
six,
seven.
Jesus, one through nine.
And he soaked one.
Yay!
So the middle one crumples to the ground. As soon as the middle one crumples to the ground, there's a howl behind you.
Oh, wow. No.
Look what you did.
He was asking for it. He had two swords.
How dare he have two swords? He should have one like the rest of us.
Isabel.
I don't have a sword.
Neither do I.
So there are two slua and a howl to the rear. Two slua to the front and a howl to the rear.
That sounds like her normal, like Thursday night.
Hey. Yeah. Sounds more like a Friday.
Friday.
You're awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
What's up with the howl?
That's probably our wolf goat friend.
I don't know. Did you turn around to look?
Yes. Okay, easily distracted.
Yeah, there's a wolf goat thing, like 10 feet behind you.
I thought we left that realm.
Uh-huh.
It followed us.
Yay.
I take it there's no more glitchy shit happening behind it.
Nope.
The tunnel's not collapsing.
Nope.
Hey, John.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, so since I delayed my action, I'm going to call forth on it. Huh? Yeah. What?
Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Seriously, go ahead.
I'm actually going to call upon the spirit of the metal to shine its true form to allow us to know the true one. So that way the real metal will show up and not the illusion.
The metal from the swords?
Yes.
So what, they'll glow a certain color if it's the true metal?
Yeah.
Okay. So roll your Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Hell no.
Five successes if it's over six.
Okay. So all six blades glow. They are all real.
Yay.
Well, that does help.
I thought one of them like crumpled.
No, I mean, one of the guys is fucking dead, but his blade still glowed on the ground.
His blades are still real. They're just not being used.
Just because he's dead face down in the dirt doesn't mean that his blades aren't still real. Okay, so Isabel.
I'm going to try to use confusion.
Okay, so you're using your special ability.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. So what's your roll?
There's a roll.
It should be on the information for your ability.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What does it say?
Eye contact conversation.
Doesn't say anything about a roll?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
The target loses all sense of time, cannot recall most of his memories, and generally wanders aimlessly until the confusion lifts.
Okay. It's like he's been doing it without direction.
Okay, so you are now up to five nightmare dice. Yay!
Yay!
Hope you've been rolling those.
Well, it does say the victim often allows himself to be aided during this time. This tractfulness can lead to a gruesome fate.
Okay, yeah. Nightmare dice too.
You're supposed to roll the nightmare dice separate, and if you botch, it's a nightmare. Like, literally.
Okay.
On every roll you do,
you're supposed to be rolling your nightmare dice.
I thought they were
your regular, and
I thought they replaced your regular dice.
Yeah, yeah. It basically, if you're rolling nine dice, you have three nightmare dice, you roll three dice and six dice. They all count, but okay. If you get a botch on your three, then you get a nightmare.
Okay. I forgot to do that on my roll.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it. So we're all good.
Yeah, but, I have five.
Just wrote the five.
Woo-hoo!
Good job, Wu-Tang.
Thanks.
Yeah, the big giant thing is kind of stunned and confused. And Yoshi, your turn.
Yoshi. Let's see. So can I use a gift and change at the same time?
No. Because, the change takes a full turn unless you spend rage, right?
Okay.
I mean, if you want to spend rage, you can make the change instant, and then you can use a gift. But you have to spend a rage to do it.
Okay, let's do that, and I'm going to use Blessing of Blade.
Okay.
That's 499 here, we're spending.
On your short sword, long dagger?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And the confused thing goes first. and he is confused and delaying his action in the hopes that he becomes unconfused at some point.
Somebody kill it.
Right, because, you know, hitting it with steel makes it stay confused. It might be what it considers a point of clarity. Ayumu.
Oh boy.
There's two Slua and a werewolf goat thing.
Is that like man, bear, pig?
Yes.
You're hoping to make it like turducken.
All right. I'm going to go forward, splitting attack. Forward
in which direction?
I'm going towards the Slua. That's where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going out the red path.
Retreat hell. We're just fighting in the other direction. Remember that. Yeah. Okay. So you're going towards the two Slua. Which one are you fighting?
Both.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm going to flash on the first one and turn around and take backward stab as I'm turning to impale the other one.
Okay, split your dice pool.
I am, eight dice.
Dex plus melee, split your dice. However you want to split it. Go ahead and do your first attack.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the first one. 2 10s.
Okay. So 4.
So what do you mean?
So he dodged 2. So you got 4 for the attack. So you're 4 plus your weapon modifier plus strength.
I forgot what the katana did. Hold on, give me 1 second quick.
Just go with strength plus 1, because that's what the battle axe does, and I don't think the katana is going to do more than a battle axe.
Strength, so 5 plus 1. One, two, three plus 4. That'd be 7.
You need to roll the 4 dice.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Oh, roll the other 4. Okay.
Yeah, roll the 4 dice, not just add the 4 in.
One, 2 more, so that would be 5 total.
Okay. So he is wounded. And Sparkles.
I don't know what to do at this point because last time I made him triple.
You made it rain. He happened to triple on his next turn. You might see that as cause and effect, but
it's like gremlin. It's like a gremlin effect.
I'll just kick him in the junk.
Got two swords.
This is
a bad idea.
I don't care how many swords you got. If you get kicked in the junk, you're gonna drop them.
I don't remember if I have any left. Where the hell is my friend when I need him?
He probably won't fit in that tunnel.
Nah, you can just spin on it. It'll fit.
Yeah,
I can really use his fire.
Oh, right, that's now. Bad. He can spin on it a bit. Wow.
You could flicker flash out of harm's way if you want, or you could try to help the group. Either way, I'm not sure which your character would do. Or you could flicker flash on top of a guy's head.
That's kind of awesome.
Okay, I'll flicker flash on top of his head.
Okay. Guy on the left or guy on the right?
Oh, crap.
The guy on the left is wounded. The guy on the right is not.
Okay, then on to the one that's not wounded.
Okay. 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 Basically, you are now riding piggyback on his shoulders. He managed to not fall.
Well, hello there.
So there's a sparkles on the one on the right's back at this point. Pike, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to sneakily go grab two of the katanas.
Sorry. I forgot Bill's second attack. Bill, what's your second attack?
Second attack was 3 successes.
Okay. What's your damage?
That's strength 5.
And subtract plus 2 1. From that. So.
Subtract 2.
One success on your attack.
Okay.
I rolled 2 dice for both of them for dodge and got 2 successes on both of them. Sorry. I tried.
Total of 7 dice. 2, 4, 6, 7. One, two, three, 4 successes.
Okay. So he is hurt. So the guy that sparkles is now on his shoulders is hurt. The other guy is wounded. Now Pike.
Okay. I'm going to try to sneak past the guy that sparkles is on his shoulders and grab those 2 katanas.
Okay. They're actually laying in front of all of them. He fell forward.
Okay. I'm going to lean towards that side.
Okay.
Lean towards the side of the guy that's distracted.
That has other shit on his mind. Okay.
Exactly.
He's got a lot of sparkles on his mind right now.
Yeah, go with a dex plus athletics to make the grab quick.
Hit him in the jump.
Difficulty?
6.
A little. Shoot him in the dick.
6 successes.
Okay, so you reach in, grab it, get out. So yes. You're back out of melee range.
Awesome. So,
yeah.
Just upgraded.
Sharper butter knives.
You're right.
What's larger, sharper butter knives?
Yep.
Okay, the guy on the left. Turns into 2 more guys.
Motherfucker.
What?
And the guy on the right.
So it wasn't just me.
No,
it's still raining. It's obviously still happening. Guy on the right is attempting to push sparkles off of his shoulders. Sparkles, roll your strength.
4.
Difficulty 6. Okay, you got 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you managed to stay up there.
Okay.
Now on to Ray's.
I'm keeping this one occupied.
Well, I'm not going to hit that one.
Aw.
Because I don't fry sparkles.
Right.
But I'm going to hit the other one.
The one that's already hurt, or one of the other two that just popped up?
Oh, yeah, there's new ones.
The one that's already hurt.
Okay.
So we're doing dex. What's my target on that? Is it a 6 or 7?
Go with 6. He's easy to hit at this point.
All right, that's 3 successes.
Okay. He has no dodge left. He used them up on Bill.
Oh, okay. So damage is strength, which is actually a 4, not a 5. Plus, it was my 5 dice of damage for the Thunderbolt. One, two, three, 4 successes.
Okay.
Aggravated, though. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Because so, I just lightning bolted his ass.
Yeah, so he drops to the ground. His break is still real. Okay, on to Alex.
Okay, Kat, come on. I think it's time for the crossbow.
Okay.
Reckon.
I don't know what my role is for that. I just know I was given the crossbow as a gift.
And, X plus firearms.
Okay.
Unless you want to take time and aim, which would mean next turn, and if it would be perception plus firearms if that's bigger, but I don't think you want to take time and aim.
No, I don't, and it wouldn't be bigger. So roll 2 dice separately for my nightmare dice?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, okay, that's probably going to suck. I got 2 successes on that.
Okay, well, 3, now roll the rest count of them.
What's my target number?
6. He's a big target.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes.
Okay. Were you aiming at any particular body part at that point?
Pretty much just the chest.
His junk.
Okay.
I mean, the junk is part of the torso, so show me.
Shot him in the dick today.
Okay, that was 7 successes to hit.
Yep.
Okay, so add that and let's go with a +2 modifier for damage. Yep. You don't get no strength, so just straight up successes +2.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll roll those 2 for the nightmare again. I did not botch. It canceled itself out. But I didn't botch.
Did you botch on either one of them?
I got a 1 on 1 and an 8 on the other.
Okay, so
on the nightmare dice.
Now you lose 1 nightmare dice and you're going to have a nightmare.
Awesome.
That's how that works. Yep.
I thought the pole reset.
Oh, does the pole reset? Or I thought you just lost
1. I think it resets.
I thought you just lost the one that you botched on.
I got 5 on the damage dice.
Okay. So 5 damage. Aggravated.
Wait a minute. You roll nightmare dice on damage rolls too?
Every roll.
That's kind of horseshit.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Just a little.
Okay. And okay, he is injured, aggravatedly.
Yay!
He's still confused though. Okay, now Marcus.
I guess I'm going after one of the new ones.
Okay.
It's like whack-a-mole. It's fun.
Yay.
How about we make it stop raining? Yay.
I don't think the rain actually has anything to do with it, though.
Yeah, but that would prove it to Sparkles that she's not doing this.
After this last couple showed up, I know I'm not the reason.
It would be hilarious. It's
proven that fights in the rain are 50% more badass.
Yeah. What would be hilarious is if she did make a stop rain and John just decided not to use that power.
Not to use the power anymore, yeah.
Okay, so that is five successes to hit.
Okay. That's plus five. Your strength, plus one.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a one, two, three,
four. He's got a penis.
No one else knows what you're looking at.
I don't care. There's a Batman 160 figure that's got a penis.
5 points of damage.
Share it with the group.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. 5 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay. So he is...
Shares it with the group. That counts as my nightmare, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he crumbles to the ground. Oh, wait. No, that was one of the... Never mind. Wrong one. I thought you were attacking somebody else. Okay. Okay, he's wounded. That's right. Sorry.
Yay.
Okay. So we have one with Sparkles on its shoulders, one wounded, one that no one has attacked, and a giant wolf goat thing that is confused and just got shot in the chest. And on to Isabel.
Is it still confused?
Yes, it is still confused.
That's good.
Quick, run that way. Not you, him. You tell him that.
I can't make him do things.
It does say he's more suggestible right now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And don't forget those 5,000 nightmare dice you got to roll for everything.
I know.
Or at least five.
I'm
just going to stand here and not do anything.
There's one with Sparkles on it. The one that's, what did you say, one's injured? One.
Okay. Sparkles is on the shoulder, one is wounded, and one has not been hit. The one with Sparkles on its shoulder is also hurt. Because somebody stabbed it in the back. And that somebody is Bill.
Hey, at least I didn't shoot someone in the back.
Not this game.
Not this game.
No. There's still time.
The night is young. But he also doesn't have a gun, so.
Exactly.
He learned his lesson.
No more guns.
I'm going to leave the big, scary, helping thing for someone else.
That's not my problem.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to go stab the wounded one that doesn't have a girl riding around on his shoulders.
Okay.
How often do you get to say that in
That comes up in conversations so often.
With that punch dagger.
Okay. So Dex plus brawl. Roll five of them separately.
Yeah.
Pick it down in this space.
Any ones?
No.
No ones on that.
Wow.
What's the difficulty?
You have all the other ones now.
Yeah.
One drop every 2 hours.
Difficulty of 6.
4.
Okay. Add 4 plus strength for damage. Roll 5 of them separately.
God damn it.
Damage versus count? A six.
Yeah, I hit that one. It was like a two or something.
Oh, well, that 10 is a 10.
Oh, so. Okay.
Four successes. Four damage.
Okay, John. They don't count in there.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
That one crumples down to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. On damage, 10s just count as one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. He's still dead.
Regardless.
I didn't botch any of the nightmares.
Yes, that is a big thing for you at this point. Yoshi.
Losing nightmares.
I'm going to spend two rage points for multiple actions.
Okay.
I'm going to do three things here.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to use my short sword and try to take the legs out from under the one that Sparkles is riding.
Okay.
And then I'm going to target the necks of the other one at a time.
Okay, well, there's only one other Slua.
Oh, I thought we had a third. We had a fourth one.
We did.
It just died.
It just died.
Okay, I'm only spending one rage point then.
Fine.
For two.
Two actions.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Dex plus melee for first one.
Difficulty?
Going for the legs. Let's go with 7.
Man, you just had to say that, didn't you?
Yes.
I had 3 sixes, no problems. All right, what about the other? No botches.
You're lucky.
What about the other one?
The other one is Dex plus melee. Difficulty 6. And riding on it.
Botched that one.
Did botch that one?
Yep.
Okay. Roll your strength.
Roll my strength?
Yeah. Well, go ahead and roll your damage for botch plus strength plus whatever your blessed freaking blade does.
Wow.
Difficulty 6?
Hmm? Yeah, 3. Difficulty 6 on damage rolls. Yeah.
3.
Okay. So, 3 levels of damage to your leg.
Okay.
Don't hurt yourself. Oh, is it aggravated with your?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't soak it. I was gonna say you could soak it, but no. Okay. So, yeah. So you just did. Yeah. 3. You missed one and did 3 levels of aggravated damage to your leg.
How awesome is that?
Yay! We're gonna bring you into every combat. Okay. Now let's make a little roll here. Hey. Oh, God. Yep, still confused.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, Ayuma. There is currently 2 Slua. One of them has a Sparkles on its shoulders. And a confused Mahasuchi.
All right. Which
those sparkles on the shoulders, is that like titty glitter?
Oh, my God.
Kinda.
Awesome.
Okay. Go ahead, Ayumu. What are you doing?
All righty, then. We just went wow. All right, I'm going to take care of the one that doesn't have sparkles on its shoulders.
Okay, you're going to heal it?
Huh?
George? Pet it. Love it.
Oh, I'm going to...
Oh, you're going to attack it. I thought you were taking care of it. Okay.
Smart ass. You, sir, are a bag of dicks.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, what?
Katana. Katana. Yeah, I'm against him up.
Okay. How many successes?
Two successes.
Okay, he dodged.
Go, oh, little bastard.
Okay, Sparkles.
I am going to grab the swords from the one that I'm on. I'm going to take them out of the handle. Like, you know what I'm saying? While I'm on top, I'm going to
take the swords away. Okay. So you're grabbing his hands from the top of his head.
Cover his eyes. That'd be even better.
Yeah.
Fish hook.
See if he has blind fighting. Cover his eyes up.
Yeah, it would.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
That sounds easier.
We'll see Batman's dick.
I'm just tired of being on top of his shoulders and not doing anything else.
I mean, you can flicker flash, or you can
flicker flash the head. Flicker flash him in the mouth of the other guy.
Okay, so yeah, you're gonna
raise open mouth.
So I'll cover his eyes.
Okay, Pike.
I'm going to try to sneak around Wolf Guy and do the old flamey backstab again. Since that seems to work so well.
I'm going to get myself in place to... You know,
but two katanas this time.
Okay. So basically you're going to slide through his legs. He's big. He pretty much fills up the entire tunnel.
I'm going to sneak past him whatever way causes the least attention to be brought to me.
Okay.
He is confused.
He is confused. You can probably slide by if you go between his legs.
Sounds like a plan.
Slide through.
Get him in the nuts on the way through.
So are you going to, is that your action for this turn, or are you going to try to slide through and stab him in the back all in one motion?
I'm going to try to take care of all of that in one motion.
Okay. So let's see here. You're going to go with either Dex plus Athletics or Dex plus Melee, whichever is the larger of the two?
Sounds good to me.
I should probably say smaller, but we'll go with larger.
Oh, no. Difficulty?
6. Should be more. 7. Because you're sliding through and shit.
One success.
One success.
That's all it takes, baby.
Okay, one success. Add that to your strength. Plus 1 for damage. So roll that.
So the number of my strength plus one die?
That many die. Your strength your strength plus one die. So that many dice.
Okay.
So
+1, +2, +1.
Okay. And what am I rolling for? As far as difficulty?
6.
Difficulty. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5. Okay. That's definitely a moment of clarity. Jesus Christ.
Okay, he is wounded. And The person standing closest to the front of him, since he is now snapped out of it, would actually be, Miss Isabel.
What? I killed someone else.
Damn it.
This just means I have to roll more. That's bad.
Go entertain yourself.
I won't make you roll nightmare dice on your soak. It's okay.
Okay.
Well, that'd be just downright cruel.
Right?
Then rolling it on damage is downright cruel. There's a Batman figure. Eric, look at his wiener. What the hell?
Wow.
I really hope that stays in the final cut, by the way.
Wow.
Okay, Isabel takes 3 levels of aggravated damage.
Ouch!
What did he do to me?
He clawed you. Just straight up claw. Right across your freaking chest. You have open wounds now. Yeah.
I would take the car over that.
Yeah, that didn't hurt. Okay. So now on to Alex. There is one remaining. What? No, there's 2 remaining Slua. One has its eyes covered. The other one is standing there. And there's a giant beast that just clawed the shit out of Isabel.
Did I miss my name being said?
No, you're next.
Oh, okay.
You're after Alex.
I'm sorry. I lost a moment due to my head.
It's fine. I'm sorry. I'm screwing with everyone's heads, so it's okay.
Oh. Plus you're containing the migraine too. Okay, so what are we still dealing with?
You have sparkles on the back of Ace Lua covering its eyes.
Okay.
Could be an easy target. You have another Slua that hasn't been hit. And the giant wolf goat thing that just took a freaking chunk out of Isabel's chest.
I'm going to use my ability on the wolf goat thing.
Okay. And what does your ability do?
Corrupt body. During the 3 turns of the physical.
You take an attribute down to 0. Is that right?
Let's see. Down to 1.
Down to 1. Okay.
Yep. I'm going to go for his strength. And then during the 3 turns, the change occurs. They suffer 3 dice penalty to dice pools. And for the duration of it, they suffer 1 die penalty to all dice pools.
Okay.
So let me double check what my dice are on this. I need to get out of this thing. Okay. What did we decide on the nightmare dice thing?
You're rolling 2 of them?
Well, I already had nightmare for the last one, so
you just
I was just wondering if you drop the 1 or just
clear them out. Yeah, you're going to have a nightmare. But you're about to get some more, so it's okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if it would affect this roll. I wish I had more dice for this roll. Yeah, I need to bump up the skill that it is based off of, I think. Okay, let me mark off willpower for it. Okay. 2 successes. Okay. And that means the duration is for a week. So it drops his strength to 1. For 3 turns, he suffers 3 dice penalty of dice pulls, and then for a week he suffers a 1 die penalty.
Okay. You get 2 nightmare dice, and you gain a permanent willpower.
Can always use more willpower.
Now it's Marcus's turn.
Oh, I still got the slew popping up, so.
It's like whack-a-mole.
The one with the lady on his back, or the one that is just kind of standing there?
Well, let's go for the one that's just kind of standing there. I might hit the lady. I'm not being very discriminate with the axe swings.
Okay. So, dex plus melee.
Three.
Okay. Plus strength plus 1 for damage.
That is a... Is that a 1 or a... No, that's a 1. Cancel that one out. 4 points of damage.
Okay. Okay, and he crumples down.
Yay!
Because he was a clone of one that was already wounded. Okay. And on to Isabel, who's kind of fucked up right now. But there's a big thing, and there's also a slua with its eyes covered.
Gonna try to use burn and boil on the big scary thing that just hurt me.
Okay, what do you do?
The cantrip that sets chosen target in searing fire.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What level do you have in Fae?
3.
Okay. So, roll your attribute plus Fae.
What attribute is that?
I don't know. It's not in my book. It's one of those you found online.
Do you want it? We need to know the
attribute for pyretics or whatever. Pyretics,
dexterity. Okay.
So dex plus fey.
And roll 5 separate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
Well, you won't have to do that anymore.
What was the difficulty?
6. Big target.
Tens count as just 1 success or 2 on this roll?
2.
Okay, so she's got 3 successes then.
Okay, what does it say that does?
Success indicates how many dice of damage are caused by the effects of this cantrip.
Okay.
So 3 dice of damage.
The fire burns at this intensity until extinguished at a 1-for-1 ratio.
Okay.
So roll 3 dice of damage.
And one of those was a 1.
Okay.
So 2?
2, yeah.
2.
Okay, so he takes 2 levels of aggravated damage and he is on fire.
Yay!
In Fuego. Yoshi.
I'm going to attack the big thing.
Okay.
I'm going to spend another rage point for 2 actions.
Okay. It is actually on fire.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Not going to do anything fancy. Just going for normal body strikes.
Okay.
With the sword, so... difficulty 6, 7?
Yep. 6.
Oh. I got 2, 4, 6, 10 successes.
Holy shit.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for damage.
I'm lame.
I'm looking at your choke meter. Yeah, you are.
Ew. That's strength plus number of successes, right?
Yep.
I need dice.
And it's lethal.
It's not aggravated.
Oh, yeah, it's aggravated. Sorry. Freaking cantrip on it.
2, 3, 9 successes. 9 damage.
Yeah, it collapses to the ground. Doesn't get to use its rage point that it was going to.
Woohoo!
With next turn. But it is still on fire, and go ahead and roll your soak.
Damn it. That's. Yeah.
Roll your stamina.
Difficulty?
6.
Ouch. Four successes.
Okay. You managed not to singe yourself.
Yes!
Okay.
That makes up for that botch.
Okay, so back to Ayumu. There is one Sula left with the sparkles on its shoulders.
Well, since he's blinded, I'm going to go for a lower body shot. Not a call shot, but trying to not hit sparkles.
Okay.
What's the difficulty for the strike?
7.
I got 3 successes.
3 successes with the sword?
Yes.
Okay, add that to your strength. Plus 1, and roll it.
Strength, 5. That's 8 dice. Oops.
He didn't have blind fighting, so he didn't know it was coming.
Wow. Uno success, sir. That was jacked up.
Okay.
I would have had 2, but rolled a... Oh, wait. That damage, right?
Yeah, damage. Yeah, so botches are down.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. 2 successes.
Okay, well, he soaked 1 of them, so it's okay. Okay, so he's injured. Sparkles.
I am going to
dig your fingers into his eyeballs.
There you go. That's simple. You're already there.
And then Flinger flash his eyeballs out of his head.
She can only flicker flash herself.
She's holding on to his eyeballs when she does it.
Nope.
Nightmare on Elm Street style, but no hat.
Fish hook him. So.
Don't I have a sword? I thought I had a sword.
First by courtesy, he just rip his eyes out.
Yeah, I'll just rip his eyes. Well, you're already blinding him, so he's already not using his eyes anyways,
right? Yeah, but you can cause him pain.
Okay, I'll rip his eyes out.
There are important nerve endings in there.
Okay, I will rip his eyes out.
Okay.
There we go.
So, yeah, strength plus brawl. Just straight up ripping.
All right, totally save me one of those, too.
Ew.
Okay.
Kind of a salty pop, you know. First, kind of like a
set of anal beads.
What do you keep in your freezer?
Difficulty was
5. She's already there.
How did you manage it? No successes.
Okay.
She tickled his eyeballs. Yeah.
He's still blinded, so it's fine. Pike, what are you doing?
My swords are still in Wolfguy's back, right?
I canceled it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use Prometheus to ignite them.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Wolfguy's dead.
Yeah, Wolfguy's dead.
Yeah, I'm going to recover my swords. And
she killed him.
Take a defensive stance.
Okay.
Against the dead
that was not over. We're taking a knee.
Well, he was only kind of dead last time, so it's understandable. Okay, on to the one Slua. He attempts to blindly strike at whatever's on his back. And actually gives himself a level of lethal damage to the head.
He's been hanging out with Eric in the dice rolls.
So he is now wounded.
The Slaw tried hitting you and ended up hitting himself in the head.
Because that's where you are. On to Raze.
I'll take this off for a moment.
I'm going to bite his arm off.
Okay.
Put in a point of glamour for that one.
Okay.
Now he's eating Slua. Oh, great.
It's an acquired taste. It's kind of, you know, melancholy.
It's going to be like Dex versus Brawl, or Dex and Brawl.
I was thinking strength and brawl.
Okay.
Just gonna manhandle him.
What's my target on that?
Yeah, 5.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes.
Okay.
He's gonna be gruesome.
And so it's strength plus the successes is the damage.
Uh huh. Basically, he's going to die of shock from you pulling his arm off here in just a second. No matter.
I'm eating it.
Yeah, I mean, if you get like 2 successes, he's dead.
4.
Okay. So he crumples to the ground and you're gnawing on him. As soon as he crumples to the ground, the center of the eye on the back on the wall opens up and becomes a portal.
Hey, Curtis, you'll be able to find his body no matter where it goes now.
Yeah.
You'll know when you're pooping him.
Yeah.
I'm also going to take my hat off and soak in his blood and then put my hat back on.
Okay. Freaking weirdo.
Freaking red cap.
Okay, so... Do we want the twist now, or do we want it to start up the next session? Either way, it's going to be the cliffhanger, and we're about to quit. But do you want the reveal now, or just wait?
Well, since you already brought it up, let's hear it.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good fit. Okay, well, portal opened up. I can't do anything until you guys go through the portal. So.
Fine, we'll go through the portal.
Okay.
Hey, Curtis needs to go take a bite out of Wolf Boy over there. So that way we'll find him all the time.
Okay. He's on fire.
He's cooked.
He's cooked.
Yeah. It sounds like he's nicely cooked for you.
Push him in the brain.
Okay. So, in the tunnels, you have just defeated an angel and an Asimite to seal up the spiritual world from the mortal world. Rosin looks up in the sky, and a red light comes out of her third eye, and there's a flash of red. And we'll take it from there next time.
Huh.
Exciting.